we already, as a team, we already came a little bit more together. You know, we had a few more games together. So we learned how to, each of the players, their style. So we were ready. We were ready for them. And
how's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Hashtag Spread the Sand Season 4. I'm your host, Dylan Thompson. And with me, my guest today is current U.S. men's beach soccer national team player, Connor Resende. Connor, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Dylan? I'm doing well. Staying healthy.
How's Florida treating you?
I can't complain. It's another sunny day.
Fair enough. So, Connor, what I wanted to kind of get into with this, obviously we have a lot of things we can talk about beach-wise with you. But initially, I don't know if a lot of people know this, you were introduced to beach prior to, you know, the qualifier, prior to the World Cup. You had a little bit of a stint earlier on. Do you want to talk about maybe that, your introduction to beach previously? And then we can talk about kind of, you know, what you pursued after that up until this point.
Yeah, definitely. Beach soccer initially was introduced to me in 2011. And that was just a tournament in Virginia Beach, I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. And I played in that tournament in 2011. That's when it was first introduced. I had a goal to play professional soccer, field soccer. So that's kind of where my heart was. And I was, so I continued to play that for a few years. I went to college. I played abroad for a few years. After that, I crossed paths with beach soccer again. So that's when I decided to really commit to it. And recently, before around when qualifiers was happening, I had the opportunity to train pretty much every day and actually give it a shot and develop my beach soccer skills and really, and that's when I really had a passion for it at that, in that moment. I found, you know, I didn't know I would fall in love with the sport, and that's, it took me from there. It took me to where I am now, and I am 100% committed in it.
Did you ever figure that you'd be traveling, representing your national team? I mean, I feel like that's like a huge draw, right? Like, not only are you representing your nation, but you're also getting to travel to Costa Rica, to Russia, like to other places.
Yeah, those are always the perks to playing a sport that you love, and it just comes with it. No, I did not picture myself in this situation, actually representing my national team and doing all the traveling around to Europe, to just around the country, doing camps in California and wherever it may be. So like I said, it comes with it, but I didn't truly envision it actually happening. So it's amazing.
For sure, man. Full circle. So when it comes to field and 11 aside, what position did you play?
So I was box to box.
I can see that 100%.
It depended. Every team, you know, they kind of require a particular type of player. If I play right or left mid, but I think majority of teams value that box to box player, you know, dropping to defend and then as well as, you know, and destroying plays and as well as attacking and creating plays and making a difference up top. So that's kind of, I enjoyed that as well more than any other position.
How do you feel beach complements you as a soccer player?
So beach soccer it's a whole another level. It's but because I value fitness and technical ability. So those two skills really play a big part in beach soccer, being fit as well as technical, because you're running on sand. So that speaks for itself. And then the other, you're lifting it half the time. So the technical ability really comes into play. And that's kind of, those were my strengths on the field.
For sure. I mean, I've seen videos on your profile of you doing pull-ups while juggling. So if that gives an insight to anybody of Connor and his technical ability. But no, I totally agree. I think beach really shines and provides highlights for players that are technical, that are fit and can go out there and maintain those things. You talked about your value in fitness. I know this, but some of the listeners might not know this. You do a lot of, you know, fitness programming and kind of, you know, maybe showing off that stuff to your followers. And do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, where your passion with fitness started and what you hope to do with it now?
Growing up, you know, soccer was always my passion. It was, that was my long-term goal to play professional, and subconsciously it just fitness just became a part of my life. You know, it takes that aspect. If you want to become a professional soccer player, in whether it's field or beach, you're gonna have to be fit. And yeah, that just came along with it throughout my journey. So once I kind of peeled off from field soccer, fitness really, it was another passion of mine. It became another passion. So it wasn't just for me. I want to then help others as well in the meantime. So I didn't want to just do it for me. I found that that's what made me happy after soccer. That's what started to really grow inside of me. And it became a lifestyle for me. After a few years of that, you know, I started, in COVID, I started my own YouTube channel. That's when I figured, you know what, I can pass it on to anyone else. I want to help others as well. That's when I started my YouTube channel, and I learned how to edit videos and to teach people how to do home workouts. You don't have to go to the gym. You can do it anywhere.
Do you feel like you are more calisthenics driven with like body weight workouts and exercises, or are you driven more towards, you know, lifting weight? I guess when you were going through this, obviously being a professional athlete and obviously having some experience playing college soccer and soccer at a high level, you're exposed to those things, right? Like, and not many people are. There's programs and things that are provided for you in those opportunities that help educate you on fitness, taking care of your body, all that good stuff. Past that, did you feel like you had to do any further educating of yourself to kind of find what works for your body? And is that kind of what you're hoping to express and provide for other people?
Yeah, definitely. So that's kind of where, that's what soccer helped me out, really figure out my niche, I guess, what really works for me. And a lot of it, it's body weight workouts, it's injury prevention workouts, it's stability, and it's some of the most, I believe, essential workouts that really, you know, minimizing pain. And like I said, these are workouts that you can do pretty much anywhere, so really there's no excuses, it can be done. And that's kind of what I want to show and teach everyone else. That
getting into beach, you had, obviously you talked a little bit about how, you know, you were practicing briefly with the national team and then pursued 11 aside, and then had the opportunity to come back and participate in the qualifier and get after it and training that way, getting selected and then getting to go to Costa Rica. Explain to me that feeling, right? So, because there's a difference between just getting to train with the team and then obviously getting to go to an affiliated event. So talk to me about that feeling when you got the call to go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, that is, it's definitely a dream come true. It's a feeling, you know, we're all, as athletes, we all work super hard, you know, we're all disciplined, we all train and do what we have to do to really, to, when you get those opportunities, you'll be ready and you don't know if you're going to get the call or not, or invited. And so after working a few months really hard, after getting that call, you know, like I said, it's now it's a reality. Now it's everything that I've done, everything I've worked for, a lot of sacrifices, it's paying off. So I could not have been happier.
it was probably validation and then also more drive for motivation. That's what I would have read.
Exactly.
And so you get in to play against Turks and Caicos, first game of the group stage, your debut. Get your goals on your debut. Again, explain that feeling to me, because that's got to be even further elevating of how you're, you know, encompassing this experience.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was, it's not every player to start just getting your debut in the qualifiers is not every player can say that. And then to score a goal on top of that, it's again, it's even more, it's a feeling you can't really describe. It's amazing.
And so that whole experience, what do you think your biggest takeaway was from your experience at the qualifier? Obviously, what we know now is that y'all ended up making it to the finals, qualifying for the World Cup. But what do you think a huge takeaway was for you as a player from that tournament?
Yeah, I had a few takeaways. And I think the main one was that someone coming in, inexperienced, a newer beach soccer player, that there's actually, it's okay to be the small minnow in a big ocean, you know, because that's where you learn. That's where you're gonna start to understand where you're at and what you can do to further yourself and then start to grow as a player.
Oh, 100%. I think going into it, and for those of you who are like beach soccer, traditionally players play for a long time, right? And I think that's kind of what you're getting at. They have a lot of experience. I mean, you had the opportunity, we'll get into this, at NBSL to play with Frank Velasquez, who's been playing for numerous years and has had much success. And same with a lot of those players in all of those teams. So, you know, breaking the scene, getting your debut, having, you know, the opportunity to play at that level, I can only imagine, you know, you're coming up against guys who have a lot of experience under their belt. And again, I think that comes with being able to play more confidently, like when you have more games on your belt, when you have more events that you played at. Totally get that. And then obviously we move forward to the World Cup, and we get, in my opinion, the group of death. We get Russia, you get Japan, and then you get Paraguay.
Paraguay, we had the top teams.
Japan and Russia obviously making it, Russia winning the tournament, and then Japan also, I think they made it to the final as well. And then Paraguay, just an incredible team and a team that the U.S. has faced literally the previous World Cup as well. Talk to me about that experience, because, you know, you get to the stadium. First of all, you're in a stadium, a huge stadium where people are looking down on you, like everything that I think you would anticipate as a professional soccer player. But you're going to go up against arguably the best teams, as you should be in a World Cup. Maybe talk me through that first game at Russia, man. Like, how did that look for you?
Fortunately, I've played professional soccer before, and that's I'm not new to that experience. You know, the environment, that's an environment where I absolutely love, you know, it's awesome. Not too, you know, it wouldn't affect my performance. So, you know, it was intimidating because it's a whole new sport. So being a newcomer, I guess, a little less experience on the sand, that's where you got to overcome that challenge, you know, standing in the middle of the stadium while we had our national anthem and thousands of people watching in the stands, and definitely honorable. I felt very honored to be there. But before that game, Francis said, he told everyone, he said, guys, so we're playing against Russia, and Russia is they're the top team. They're one of the top teams in the world pretty consistently. And he said, why can't United States be that team? Why can't we be the top team? So being in that stadium against getting ready to play against Russia, and then playing through it, playing in the game, I was able to, after the game, I was able to reflect and think, wow, we have a lot of young players, a lot of new players on this national team, on the U.S. national team. We can really be the top team. So it really, it was very motivating to play against Russia. And now I had something to work with. I had something to really, to understand where we're at and where a top team is. So it was very motivating to see.
No, I think reflection is huge for you, for the team, for Francis, you know, the rest of the coaching staff, Benny, like, and those games were winnable, man. I've had conversations with, you know, a lot of your fellow national team players, and
for sure.
And, you know, it's gotta be great knowing that, like, going into the next event, playing those teams, you got a chip on your shoulder. It's like, hey, like, we were rocking with you. We were not far off. Like, and that's exciting. Like, as someone who watches heavily and supports the national team, like, I'm excited to see what that, you know, what round two looks like. Like, I would love for that group to run it back and see what the national team does against them for sure. So, so get back from the World Cup, NBSL throws up an event, the Coast Guard Open, in which this is the NBSL's first team event, right? So in the past, it's been individual registration. You register as an individual, you get put on a team with players you either have played with before or are new to you and the team that you play with. But this time, you know, it's team entry. You go with FBS, with a group of local guys and some players, like I mentioned earlier, Frank Velasquez and Edu from Colombia as well. And spoiler alert, Connor walks away with MVP. obviously, that's got to be, you know, a great feeling with that kind of recognition. But I guess a couple things. First, you know, how did it feel to play with, you know, Frank Velasquez and Edu? Frank being a player that you would traditionally play against on the national scene. But talk me through that as them as teammates.
Yeah, it was an honor to have them on our team because they are Edu and Frank, they're top players, you know, in the world. They're world class players. So they're able to make players around them play better. They really helped our team. And you learn a lot from their movement, how mainly the patience on the ball, you know, their technique. It's not even about the skill and the technique. It's just their movement on the field. And you learn pretty quickly with seeing their movements. And like I said, they help you play at a higher level. So any athlete can't ask for more, you know?
And it's so you guys make it to the finals. You guys have, you know, a relatively minus one game, right? Like, you lose one game to the Bahamas, but I would say for the most part, you all and the Bahamas national team on the men's side were the teams that everyone anticipated one of y'all were going to win after just seeing how you are playing. I think Toronto was in the mix as well, and just because of their personnel and how they were doing, but in my mind, I was going to put down you all or Bahamas, and I was playing in the tournament. So no disrespect to my team, but after seeing how y'all were playing, very impressed. So for you, Connor, you guys play Bahamas, lose the first game that y'all end up playing with them, but then you meet them in, I believe it was the semifinal. Correct. Run it back with them again. How does it feel to play with your team? It's a mixed bag, right? Some national team players and then, you know, some other CONCACAF players, Edu. But then playing like a national team that plays together frequently, like this is the team that they would take to international events.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure playing against a national team, Bahamas, especially because they're a very tough team. They're very disciplined. They have a lot of strength and power and yeah, it was the first game against them. They beat us. It was a tough game. The second game we played against them, we we already, as a team, we already came a little bit more together. You know, we had a few more games together. So we learned how to, each of the players, their style. So we were ready. We were ready for them. And yeah, and a player like, again, some players like Frank and Adu, they...
Ballers nonetheless.
ballers. They as a team, we connect, but individually, they also can stand out. So, and they took pressure off of all the other players, you know? So then I was a little bit more free because they geared towards marking them. And then it takes Nico, pressure off of me. And then we have the ability to show more of our skill and have more opportunities to create goals and score goals. So that's what happened in the second game against them.
And let's not take away from your team either, right? Like, it's, you know, you all got you, Nico, Fredo's in the mix. Y'all play super well together. So it's, and Esteban is the keeper. So not to take away from you all, but I think that, you know, on paper, them seeing some of the players that you do have, but again, like, you all played so well together as a team. Like, it's team oriented. Like, although there are players who stand out, and arguably I would say that you stood out as well, obviously, and especially in the final. But I just wanted to kind of highlight you all as a team. You had Frank. Frank's got a lot of accolades under his belt, obviously, but I think, you know, speaks volumes about how you all played as a team and were able to come back and rock with the Bahamas.
Yeah. No, and that was one of the benefits of having this event, as, you know, creating your own team and playing creating your own team where you know the players that you're playing with. Because, like you said, Fredo and Nico and a few of the other players, Alexis, that were on our team, in the FBS team, we trained together. You know, we've been training now together for over a year now. So yeah, it was very nice to actually apply what we learned, you know, training together and then being able to really apply it in a tournament like that, where you're playing against other teams that don't know us. And then to have, you know, like, an addition, Frank and Adu and some of the top players that were able to mix in with us. It was, yeah, we created a pretty dangerous team.
And Alexi's the field player giving Mike a run for his money for Golden Glove too. That was probably a highlight as well. Alexi's hopping in that for y'all. The last thing I want to touch on, man, we talked about playing the Bahamas national team. You get the other opportunity, as well as a lot of the other roster players. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity as well. We'll be heading to the Bahamas to play against the Bahamas, running it back three times against them at their house, at their stadium. What are you excited about on that front? You know, again, another opportunity to play at a high level and play a national team.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for is for you guys and a lot of Antonio and William and Matt, you know, a lot of the younger players, that the new generation, really, that are able to get more of that experience. And I know Bahamas has a really amazing stadium that we're going to be playing in. So the environment is going to be awesome. And again, yeah. Three games against them. It's going to be very tough, but yeah, I'm very excited for. I look forward to seeing how we perform as a team, and hopefully, you know, unfortunately, a lot of players were scattered around the country. You know, so we don't have training together and really getting to know each other on the field or on the field. So we're going to do our best and connect, but we're all talented players. That's why a lot of us we're getting the opportunity to go. So I believe we'll make it happen and we'll perform.
Yeah, man. I am super stoked to play alongside guys who are experienced and then, you know, thrown in a mixed bag of guys who are new. Yeah. And I'll be in your shoes this time. I will be the newcomer who will be learning and I'm stoked about it. So
yeah,
Connor, man, I appreciate your time. For me, it's a little bit earlier, but for you, you're getting your day started. I appreciate you taking the time out of your morning. And yeah, man, I'm excited to to see you next week and play in the Bahamas with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you as well, playing together.
Sounds good, man. See ya.
All right. See you, man.